We're learning Kuf Mem Vav. We're learning about a tainis chasen v'kala. Okay, this is nogea for your grandchildren. Amir Tzashem. Minhage tainis chasen v'kala. It's nice to go to anything to know what's going on behind the scenes. Mehagim she'achasen v'akala misanim b'yem chipasim the minigos. This is a minig from time immemorial. No, there are minhagim, there are dinim. So let's see what it says. Kitzur shochanach, minhagim, the custom is. It's a minog. Shachosin v'akala misanin. This is a custom from time immemorial. The chosin kala misanin v'yom chuposin. Rav Palm always used to say, the reason why the chosin kala fast and the yom chupa is to be mechaber for the tsar they caused their parents in the process of shiduchim. That's Rav Palm. So others would say, one fast will never do it. A whole lifetime of fasting would never do it. But Nahagim Shachasim Nakal Misanab Yem Chupasim Mesh Sheba Oisa Yoim Moichlim Lohem Avoy Noseim. On that day, Hashem forgives the Chasim Kalo for their sins. V'oimim Mifil Samincha Anenu Kmo Bishor Taniyos. The minig is that they say Anenu. Okay, the Ad Kedei Kach Anenu Bishkashor Bishor Taniyos. Nahagim B'medina Seilu Sheinu Misanim Ella Ad Liacher HaChup. The custom in our among us is the only fast after the Chubas. That means that the wedding takes place during the day. If a chas and kala get married in the morning, early morning, right? It used to be such a thing. They get married on a Sunday morning breakfast, wedding, or Friday morning. They get married Friday morning. So they only have to fast till after the chuppah. When the chuppah is over, after they say the shev brachos on the chuppah, they can break their fast. They do not need to fast the entire day. Another halach. Let's say the chuppah, they're getting married at night. It's a winter day. Say sakachavim, for argument's sake, it's at 5 o'clock. The chuppah is not going to begin until 7-8 o'clock. So do they have to fast? And they're going to start taking pictures at 5:30. And sunset, say sakachavim, is at 5 o'clock. So are they allowed to break their fast before they start taking pictures? Absolutely yes. There's no halacha that the chasan kala have to fast through the chuppah. If the wedding is taking place, the halaminig is that the chasan kala fast the day either of their wedding or the day before they get married. By the way, Derech Agav, I mentioned this to you, that Rav Herschel Shechti has a very, very big chumrah. He says this, he go listen to the tape. He says that lechatchila, it's not ideal to get married at night. There's a Knesset HaGadolah that says that getting married is a Maisa Bezdin. And a Maisa Bezdin is not supposed to be done by at night. A Maisa Bezdin is done by the Masader Kedushin. The reason why there's a Masader Kedushin, he's acting as the Rosh Bezdin. And therefore he says the two chumras who come from this. Number one, the Masader Kedushin should not be a relative to the chasan kala, just like a witness is pasul edus, the rosh bezdin should not be related. There's halacha shachnoch that the bezdin may not be a relative to the litigants. So the besader kedushin should not be a relative to the chasan kala. And just like a maisa bez does not take place at night, the wedding should not take place at night. Now this halacha is brought down in shachnoch in regard to a get. There's the besader get. The one that arranges a divorce is considered to be the Rosh Bezdin, and therefore the Chathilo get should take place that day, and the Rosh, the one that's Masada the get, should not be related to the husband and wife. The Makor for this halacha is a Knesset HaGadolah, which says it both for a Masader get and a Masader Kedushin. In Shulchan Aruch, it's only recorded in reference to the Masader get, it's not recorded in reference to the Masader Kedushin. So that's why it's extremely common, it's almost uncommon, to go to a wedding at night. You never heard anyone say boo. And it's also fairly common for the Masader Kedushin to be related to the Chasan Kala. Very often, the Kala's grandfather is a big Rosh Hashiva, or the Chasan's grandfather, or so and so, whatever the situation is, and the Muhammad, the grandfather, to be Masader Kedushin. So it's something that we do not do in practice. But if Herschel Shechter, he says, he doesn't understand why. He says there definitely were communities where they were makbid on this. They were makbid
on this. He's not makbid on either, because he's Masader Kedushin at weddings.
Because he's okay, in Chanab, he's not makbid. He definitely, I heard him say this on in the Shir. He says that lechatchila, it would be a hither not to get married at night, and the Masader Kedushin not to be related to the Chasan Kala. Again, you've never seen this. You've never seen such a thing done.
Well, you've seen it.
You don't see people holding back. Okay, whatever. It's But the point I want to make over here is that, let's say the chas and kala get married at night, which is extremely common in the winter. The chas and kala get married at night, and the day is over in the winter at 5 o'clock, and they start taking pictures at 5:30. The chas and kala l'chatchila are allowed to eat after sunset. After tzeis tzakachavim, after fnat shkia, they should wait like a regular time, it's 40 minutes, 41 minutes. After 41 minutes, like a regular fast day of 45 minutes. People wait 45 minutes, you can wait less. They can eat.
So you can be maker, you don't have to wait.
What? It's only a minute. It's not even a derabanan. It's less than a da. It's a minuk. So they can eat after it's say sakachavim before the wedding, not to go into the wedding hungry, because the tainus is on the day before, on the day before. But of course, if they're getting married in the summertime, when the marriage is taking place while it's still day, they're not supposed to eat until the chuppah. They don't have to finish the day. You can argue. One can very reasonably argue is even though the chuppah is over, it's a summer day. They're getting married on a Sunday afternoon at 12 o'clock, and it's not say sakachav until 8 o'clock. So if not for knowing this halacha, you can argue they're not allowed to eat the entire day. This day, the day that they're getting married, is their day of mechilas avonos. They have to fast. They have to fast the entire day. That's not the halacha. That's incorrect. It's incorrect. Once they get married, it's over. They're allowed lechatchila to eat at that point in time, and it works lekula as well. Once the day is over, even though they have not yet gotten married, they're getting married at night, they are allowed to eat even before they go down to the chuppah. Another nafkamina. This is a question about saying tach. This is a machlekes. It depends on minhagim. If you go to if a chassan comes to shul, you don't say tach if he's getting married. But let's say he's getting married at night. It's a winter day. He's getting married at night, so he's not getting married today. He's getting married the next day. Are you potter from saying tachmon? The chassan is present in the Beis HaKnesses on that day. So this is the machlekes in minhagim. Some have the custom that you're getting married at night, you do not pater the tzibur from saying tachlon. The tzibur has in the summertime when chassan is getting married bo bayom, certainly according to all opinions, the chassan comes to the Beis HaKnesses, you do not say tachlon. But in the wintertime when the chassan is getting married at night and he comes to the Beis HaKnesses for shachar samincha, there are chiluke deos in this matter. Some are makel, you don't have to say tachlon, and some hold no, you do have to say tachlon because it's not bo bayom. But when it comes to a fast day, we don't apply those rules. The fast day is the day before the chas and kala get married. You don't say that he's getting married tomorrow at night, you don't have to fast, because the fasting is only done by day. He's getting married at night, he found for himself a legal loophole, he does not have to fast. Okay, then by the way, there are many people today that are very lenient in fasting. They tell chas and kala, there are masadre kedush that says that we're very weak b'zman hazeh, and the last thing we want for you is to pass out under the chuppah. The last thing we want for you is to pass out during the day. You're a shachar person, kala, so just eat. Don't have a lavish meal. You're very nervous. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of trouble. It's only a minug, and there's definitely among certain people that are extremely lenient in this matter. But other people, it's Yehorg Val Yavar. Yehorg Val Yavar, you have to fast on the day of marriage. It's a serious matter. Yesh v'yesh. Okay, let's go further. That's the third line. Noyagim Yehudi Nosei Lo Shein Masanim Ela Aliyachah HaChuppah Ve'im Nisachar HaChuppah Le'ba Laila. After that's what we just mentioned, the Chuppah takes place in the evening. Oz Liyachar Tsei Sakachavim Yecholim Lechol Eze Dover. You can eat after the day is over before you get married. Wolvach Lo Yishtu Mishu Mashka HaMishakeres. Do not eat an intoxicating beverage, because then it'll be whole Shaila if you had Kavanah. If it was a good kedushin, the person was not in his right mind, and he says harayat mikudesh asli, right? You can't drive while you're intoxicated. You can't get married while you're intoxicated. You'll say it's harayat. You're not. It's not. It's not in the right frame of mind. Okay, let us take a look at ois. Okay, now halacha. Okay, let's see ois aleph. Brown is going to challenge the why. Kala has to fast. The only reason why Chasna is fast is because the Chasna the Meichel al Kala Vaynaisaf. Who says the Meichel the Kala? The only Meichel, the only the Chasan. So if the Chasan is getting Mechila Savaynais, so he has to fast. But the Kala, whoever said she has Mechila Savaynais, and therefore who says she has to fast? So let's see what he says. Ayin Beish Lavram Lehagoyra Kodesh Mibatot. Bechuch. I can never pronounce it. Bechuch. Shekosav the BMS Loimotzinu. The truth is, the MS is Loimotzinu Rak Hanoisa Isha Mechaprin Loi Avaynaisav. Read the words of Chazal. A man who marries a woman, they forgive the man for his sins. The Loimotzinu. And the nafkamina is, she doesn't have to fast. No, nothing business as usual. Nothing is happening to her. The afshar, dihi have kinitfa loise mitzvah, to have kaise mitzvah bi atzma. So he says it must be that she's a tofel, that just like he, whatever happens to him happens to her. That's the assumption. Even Chazal never explicitly say that she has mechilas avonos, it's assumed that it serves for her as well, and therefore all the restrictions apply. The adayim tsarchin, it's still a tsarchin if this is correct. The alkoponim yesh lahokil loktsas yoisem el gabi chosan. Lemai nafkemino. The nafkamin is another layer of leniency. If the kala is weak, she does not fast. There are many women that never fast. They only fast Yom Kippur. I know women like this. Not even Chassid, among Litvisha, they only fast Yom Kippur. They only fast Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. That's it. They don't even know they exist to fast. Chassidim, they right, yeah, no, so
the Shvartim is the Rabbanon, and the other Tainis is the Rabbanon.
The Rais, okay.
So
this is something, this is a very important idea. It adds another layer of leniency for a Kala that she does not need to fast. For example, Shebein, Yomim, Yom HaKippurim, L'Sukkis, and the Kol Shekein, Shebein, Yom, Shebein, Yomim Yom HaKippurim L'Sukkis Ayin Sham. So certainly those days which are questionable. The Chassan, let's say Chassan, you don't see this today. Do we ever find the Chassan Kal getting married today between Yom Kippur and Sukkis? You ever go to a wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, you go to a wedding, yeah. So the question is, do you the Shev Brachas, the preparation? It's very difficult. But let's say, do you have to fast during those days? So that's a very big. It's going to mention the next halacha. There are many days in the year which are questionable if a chasan kala are allowed to fast. So these are 4 days. These 4 days are Simcha. Rishon L'cheshvan, these 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are days when we don't say Tachnun. So just because you don't say Tachnun doesn't mean you don't have to fast. Question is, Shechasan Kala fast, so this is a dilemma. And therefore, when you want to add to the fact, to the equation, that whoever says a Kala has to fast in general, so certainly between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, a Kala does not need to fast. That's another chas, except for the two Rosh Chodeshim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the Batir of Miriam. Miriam died in Rosh Chodesh Av. And I'm sorry, not Miriam, I'm sorry, Nadav Aviv, what am I saying? Nadav Aviv. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Batir of Nadav Vavihu. And because of that Batira, you're allowed to fast Meikar Hadin on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Rosh Chodesh Av, you're allowed to fast because it's the Batira of Aaron HaKoyen. So as well, there are other days that are debatable, and these are one of them. Ayin Shem El Ayin Beli Rabba Shakasa Bepshitos the Gam Kala Misana. The Eli Rabba says, I don't know what you're talking about. A Kala, there's no leniency for a Kala. A Kala has all the restrictions of a Chassan. Next, now we go to Halacha Beis. Rosh Chodesh Uvi Ishrichag the Shvuis on Rosh Chodesh and Uvi Ishrichag the Shvuis V'Chamish Shasa Ba'av V'Chamish Shasa B'Shvat V'Chein Lechanukah V'Shushan Purim Ein Misanin Chassan Kala Not Fast Avo. However, Bin Nisan Afilu during the entire Chodesh Nisan, just because we're not saying Tachanun during Chodesh Nisan does not mean the Chassan Kal does not fast. And even Afilu B'Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because of the Petira of Nadav Aviyu, Nisanin. V'chein B'Lag B'Oimer. Chassan Kal get married in Lag B'Oimer. That's also questionable. How can you get married in Lag B'Oimer? Because Lag B'Oimer, we get married, we make Ashkenazim make Lag B'Oimer, because we say Mixas Liyam Gukuloi, that the Avelis for the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva comes to an end in the beginning of the day, so in the Mixas and Gukulos, so you can get married in the middle of the day. The Sfadim would not get married in Lag B'Omer, because the Sfadim do not hold of Mixas Hayoyim Gekulo. The entire Lag B'Omer is a day of Avelos. But those that do get married on Lag B'Omer are allowed to fast. Between Rosh Chodesh the Shloish Mehagbala, Uviyam Shabin Yom HaKippurim L'Sukkis Misanin, no excuses. These days one must fast. Ois Beis on the bottom, Aval Benis. Let's say Chosan gets married Erev Pesach. He's getting married Erev Pesach. So is he allowed to stand as Erev Pesach? Who held Hashem the mutal to stand as I in Hashem a mashma Hashem al kol ponim the chosin sheinu mechor lo yisane. So Erev Pesach anyway a chosin fast. Erev Pesach a chosin. If someone gets married, very interesting to get married Erev Pesach. What a day to get married! As if you have nothing else to do. You have nothing else to do Erev Pesach. Forget about you. What about all the guests? How do you make the shalom brachas? By the seder. We did. I don't remember talking about it. I don't remember we talked about it. Right. You have an extra cost by the suda. We did. I remember. Yeah. So we have. So this is. So we halachah l'maisa. So you're not allowed to fast erev Pesach. However, but a Bukhar does fast. Anyway, he fasts. So anyway, he fasts Erev Pesach. So then, in a chanami, so of course he's allowed to fast. We should know that. And then this idea of breaking the fast for Bukhar with a Suda, with a Siyam, or Pidyon, some of a very great leniency. If you can't find the Siyam, you can give money to Tzedakah, to be paid the Tainus, is a modern concept, because it used to be not that long ago, of course you fast. You fast. The problem is the king relates sakana. You come to the seder, and then you drink four cups of wine, and after fasting the whole day is lidei sakana. So they did away with it. They decided. Look, Hatzalah says, like, you know, he was here. Aaron Rosenfeld said that the busiest time for Hatzalah is not Yom Kippur. It's not Tisha B'Av. It's Motzoi Yom Kippur. Right. It's the after effect of fasting. Yes. That is the worst, the most busiest time for Hatzalah. So you imagine you're fasting an entire day, and now you break your fast at night in the line of Lel Seder by drinking four cups of wine and maror and matzah. It's not good for the system. So that's why this idea of making a seam came into being, but Meikar Adin, it was done. And that's why he says that if a chassan gets married on Erev Pesach, Meikar Adin is supposed to fast. So there's no harm in him fasting on this day as well.
Yeah, let's. An hour back, he mentions the same, because basically, what kind of seder are you going to have? You're going to get through Maggid like a wind. You're going to blow it through.
That's why they did this. Right. They did this. So it's how the Bisman is that we.
That's what I do, Yom Kippur.
Can he definitely can? The chosan who is the Bukhar definitely can. That's what it says. Erev Pesach. He wants to. We're dealing with a chosan who wants to fast. He wants to fast Erev Pesach, but he definitely does not have to fast. He has to make a siyum. The Bukhar has to make a siyum. Our chosan who is a Yisrael, not a kohen, is not allowed to fast. It's Erev Yom Tif. It's a day that you don't fast.
He has nightmares. He can make a
tiny scholar. A tiny scholar. What's your question? A chosan when a
getting married, can he make a seam so he doesn't have to fast?
No such thing. A chosan, there's no exemption to making a seam to potter himself and fasting when he gets married. No such thing.
Could be a seamless seam.
Okay, let's go to the next halacha gimel. B'yamim she'ein mis'anin etzlichim lizor shlo lirdoif achar moistres machal mishta. Even if a chosan is not fasting because it's a day that you don't fast, does not give him permission to have a suda. You're not allowed to have a meal. U'mikol shekein she'izor me'od b'mashka ha'mish shakeres. He must be very diligent not to drink any intoxicating beverage. Ki yesh oimrim tam tamatanis mishun nachashin shema yishtaku v'loy tehei daitam yishemes. Some learn the reason why chosan kal v'nigas tefes has nothing to do with mechila savoynos. It has to do with being in your right mind and concentrating and realizing what's happening that night. And therefore, if that's correct, until it comes out, it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's a day that you don't fast, it's still, you have to be careful not to eat and drink and do things which will cause you to lose your mind. Halacha dalet. They have to sanctify themselves very much. To do tshuva, and to analyze, to inspect their deeds, to take out their diary. Who writes diaries today? Anyone write a diary anymore? Okay, when I was a child, it was a big thing. They used to teach us in elementary school that you have to have a diary. To teach us how to write a diary, they would show us. Today he writes diaries. Doesn't exist such a thing today. People do it, yeah? Yechidim shem yechidim do this. Miyoyim ha'aviyoyim, it's an incredible thing. Miyoyim ha'ilodim anayoyim azeh. A person has to make a chejvun ha'nefesh to go through his entire life and do tshuva for any sin he has done his entire life. V'yisvadu, here it introduces zvidui. In the previous halacha it mentions saying anenu. It says anenu. And l'choira, the reason why he's saying anenu is because you're fasting. That's important. That's an important point you have to fast. Now, I don't know the answer. He has to be makabel tainus the day before. Normally, the only time you can say anenu when you have a tainus yachid is when the day before at mincha, in the Shemona Esrei, you add that you accept upon yourself the next day. It doesn't make any mention of that here in the halacha, so I do not know that it's a given. It could be the fact that you have an invitation. It could very well be the fact that there is an invitation been sent out to all of your relatives and your friends, that itself is the ultimate Kabbalah's tainus. It's not necessary to do more than that. Maybe not. Maybe you actually have to go through the halachas. I don't know. Maybe the chassan and kala have to actually be makabal the day before. It doesn't hurt, of course. Doesn't hurt at all. The day before to be makabal tainus. The nafkamina is, do you say anenu? It'll be a hefsek. Because if a person decides, he wakes up in the morning and he doesn't have breakfast, and before he turns around, it's already time for mincha, and it's a short day, and he says, you know what, I might as well finish off the day without eating. I'll get credit for a tainus. You don't get any credit. You can't say anenu because you were not mekabel tainus. The only time you do, there's an exception to that rule is when it's a tainus tzibur. Since the entire tzibur is fasting, so it's assumed, so it's an automatic kabbalah. When a person is planning to get married on a particular day, l'chor, it's an automatic kabbalah, and that's why it says in the previous halacha that you can say anenu in the middle of Shmona Esrei. In the middle of Shema Koileinu, you add the nusach of anenu, just like you would do on a regular tainus tzibur. In addition, you take out a machzor from Yom Kippur, and you recite at the very end of a foil, Elokai Neshama, the entire vidui that you say on Yom Kippur. What?
Elokai Neshama.
If you're fasting, yes. If you're fasting, the reason Chosan is fasting. The problem is, many times you go to a wedding, they're not fasting. More often than not, they're not fasting.
If they break the fast before,
so when they daven mincha, they say anenu during as long as you recite mincha while it's still the fast. He's going to mention when you get married, a person gets married very early in the day, at 10 o'clock, and then he davens mincha later in the day. Then you don't say vidui anymore; it's too late. The vidui and the anenu must be said before you go down to the chuppah.
No,
you talk about it, yeah. So the Yisvada, so there are two things that are added to the Shemona Esrei, the Anenu and the Vidui. The Yisvada, the Yivakshu, Mechila, V'slich, V'chapara, V'Hashem, Yisparach, V'yu, Moidim, V'oizvim, and the person should confess, V'oizvim, and abandon his evil ways, V'yischartu, Charata, Gemura, B'shiver, and Lev, with a broken heart, V'yasu, Haskama, Chazaka, you should affirm acceptance, Mehayim, V'holo, La'avodis, Hashem, V'emes, U'v'tamim, U'l'hachay, to be holy and pure. What a beautiful nusach. All these things, such beautiful nuschas. In other words, you can't look up and be spalu, shechel shbarku, yishre shechina b'neihem, k'moy shom rabbi sin shechon levracha, ish v'yish shechina b'neihem, there's going to be a shalom b'neihem, shechina b'neihem. V'noyagim she'oimim havidui b'tfilas mincha, k'mo b'erv yoyim ha'kipurim. Oy skimol. Sha'aimim havidu b'tfilas mincha, v'sefer shulchan ha'reizer, hevi ha'mi agon ha'kodesh mishinava, dim shachach l'espalul mincha kodim ha'chupa. If you forgot to say min da mincha, os li achar ha'chupa yispal mincha b'loy havidu. Some uvis sha'ain yachol niskaim. If you don't da mincha before, it's too late. Something very important, then you go to a wedding, and that will da mincha later on. We'll da mincha, let's get it over with. So if the chassan is going to lose out, it's not good. You're causing the chassan to lose out on his vida, unless the chassan, many times the chassan went early in the day to daven mincha. But you don't want to lose out the chassan, his shebel sevid blavida, kevin shayamtov, who shayamtov once ready to daven mincha, ready the chuppah, it's ready called the yam, it's too late. The ayin bepischei tshuva, shehevi sham de'afim hu rosh chodesh yisvade b'mincha. Another halach, even if it's rosh chodesh, on a day when there is no fasting, you can still say in the Shemona Esrei vid, so you'll say yale v'yavo, and you'll also say, Vidu, that's a very big chiddush. The ayin b'shut levushim Mordechai b'shem agan hakadosh mi bat mi batotched. I don't know, am I pronouncing it correctly?
B'chutch.
Shalo l'shanes minik hakadmoinim l'tzichim l'svadais keroy b'yom chubasin ayin afil b'rosh chiddush. That this is the minik, and the person should not deviate. Vidu must be said even on rosh chiddush. Okay, let's just begin quickly the next halachas. Minhagi hachupa. Nehagim lasa chupa tachas hashemaim l'simin bracha. The minik is to make the chupa tachas the rekia. Listen in bracha. You want to see the stars? Koi, What does it say in the pasuk? Koye zaracha kichachavei hashmayim, the bracha that Hashem gave Avraham Avinu, that look at the stars and tucha lisper osam. Koye zaracha, the bracha of children. The purpose of getting married is to have children. Nothing more than that. And therefore, the bracha, when was the first time Hashem gave a bracha for someone to have children? Avraham Avinu. And what was the bracha? The bracha was koye zaracha, look up at the stars. So therefore, it's a kedai to get married tachas, they keep us hashmayim. Chassidim are very makbid on this. In a bitter winter day, they'll go out, even if it's 0 degrees, they'll go out outside and have the chuppah tachas kippas hashemayim. The litvaks, some yesh v'yesh, they have all these things where they open up the ceiling, they open up the ceiling, there is a hole in the ceiling, there's a dome, there's a glass, there is no glass, or there is nothing. This is a controversial halacha. You only get married. No, b'mili means while the moon is on its way up. B'mili halavana, which means until the 15th day. Until the 5th. Some say, they get married on Rosh Chodesh, is even better. Rosh Chodesh is Kabbalah Spnei Hashchina. But after the 15th day, from day 16, v'hola, no weddings. Wedding halls are closed down. So then they were nakel. They're just not the last third, the last 7 days, or the last 3 days, or when you can't get a hall, you can be nakel. You can get married the last day also.
The exception,
yeah,
Adar and El.
Adar and El, you don't get married at the end of Adar.
You can get married
the whole Adar, all 30 days. Why it's simcha? Why? Why are they different?
Why the moon doesn't act?
And what about Nisan? People get married the last day of Nisan, right before Rosh Chodesh, right before Rosh Chodesh either. They get married the day before the 29th day.
It says Al Pi Kabbalah.
All right. Okay, but it says it here. The kids are, he brings down, the kids are shulchan, brings down salacha that she first get married in the beginning. Let's see what we have, ois aleph from the previous page. Ha chopa tachas hashmaim l'simen bracha, kach muvah b'ramo, v'ayim b'shut chasam sofer, she mitarit sham mimash mashma mitshuvah samar sham marmint, she also ha chopa b'beis ha-knesses. What are you talking about? We know from time immemorial, weddings took place in the Beis HaKnesses. In the Beis HaKnesses, the last time you went to shul, there's no hole in the ceiling. So he says it's not a kasha. They are two chupos.
Yes.
So he answers. So he says it's not a kasha. Why is it not a kasha? That they did it. They had two chupos. I don't know what this means. They got married twice.
Yeah. What's for the photographer?
I don't know what this means.
No,
somehow they broke up the ceremony into two different parts. The badeking maybe was outside, was in the chupa, and I don't know. This is the badeking. Yeah. Oh, we're going to get to that. He's going to come there. Talk about him. So got it. But that's before. That was before the reform and the conservative. Let's go before that. So he says that the custom was, it was a much more elaborate ceremony. There was the badeking, and there was the chuppah. Maybe they broke up the erisin, and the nesuin. It could be that they did the erisin in the shul, and then they did the nesuin under the chuppah outside in the courtyard. So it's not a kasha. Part of the wedding took place in the Beis HaKnesses, but another part of the wedding did indeed take place outside. Tachas kipas hashemayim to mekayim this minhag of ko yihyeh zaracha. What happened if it's a cloudy day? You can't see the stars. What are you going to do then? I don't know. Aval anu shenoyagim b'chuppah achas. We only have one chuppah. We do everything in one shot. Therefore, yesh lanu la'asoyis b'chotzer beis hakneses tachas kipas hashem l'simon atova. It shall be done outdoors under the heaven for a good simon. V'asher lechofetz b'bruchas b'bracha mischavim l'um b'midarke umos. And someone that doesn't want, it's a very sharp word, someone doesn't want the bracha. You don't want the bracha. Koye azarach. Okay, so you could go be like the goyim. You could be like the goyim that get married in a church. V'yeh sheratzu l'haros hetel l'chubas b'beis hakneses m'ma shekosav haramah shekosav sham aval chubo shoyis b'beis hakneses. So he says here, how could you possibly go say that you're not going to get married in Beis HaKnesses when the Ramah himself explicitly says, makes mention of getting married in the Beis HaKnesses? So he says it's a mistake. It's a toros hatfus. Ukvar retired Zebit Tiferes Yisrael, the Divrei HaRamah Hanal, this Ramah that Derech Agav makes mention of getting married in the Beis HaKnesses, he never wrote that. He wrote Beis, he wrote That's what it says. Bebeis hanesuin. Bebeis. It wasn't a chaf. It was a hey at the end. Bebeis hanesuin. The divrei haramah hanal b'mekoroi lessa doesn't say that. Rak the shab nitzkar beis hanesuin. The tohu hamatfisin. The printers made a mistake. They exchanged the hey for a chaf. Bebnei shalik kosa b'rosha ateva beis yud hey, which stands for bebeis. Bibase Hanesuin. The first three letters are Bibase, the beginning of the Lord base, and the Hey is Hanesuin. And they thought it stood for Bibase Hakneses. That's, and therefore they wrote out Bibase Hakneses. The Ayin Bishud Ksav Sefer, Vitoichin Dvarv, the last of Skum Bibase Hakneses, Yetzbezechu Kasagoyim. So now he's going on a tangent. And he's talking about the prohibition of getting married in the Bibase Hakneses. It's Chukasagoyim, the Goyim, the Makbe, they have to get married in the church, because the sanctity of the church is what contributes to the sanctity of the marriage. The sanctity of the priest is what gives kedusha to the person. In the power, what do they say on television? In the
power
vested in me. My father once went to an Orthodox wedding. He came back, he couldn't, his eyes were popping out. And the rabbi, a real Talmud Chacham, my father said, he's a musmach. He always started from being a very big Talmud Chacham. He said this nusach under the chuppah. He went to very my wedding, and the rabbi said, in the power vested in me, by the power vested in me, I hereby. New York? But what about it's a license? No, but that's not the original nusach. The original nusach is the church. It's the po. It's the galach. The galach. His kedusha, his make believe kedusha, is what gives kedusha, gives koyach to the marriage, sanctity to the marriage. So the rabbi said this. So my father says he doesn't even know if it's a good marriage.
Right.
It's a mekach tos. It's kedusha tos.
They vacate weddings, for somebody who can't get a divorce based on that.
They say that, well, let's go to the videotape. Let's see the videotape of your wedding. They take out the videotape of the wedding and they find that the kedusha wasn't even a good kedusha. The witnesses weren't kosher witnesses, which is very schwach. And the nusach, the witnesses, it's very hard to disqualify. Rav Herschel Schachter speaks about this. It's very, very hard to disqualify a wedding because the witnesses were not kosher witnesses. Because everyone else, the whole audience serves as witnesses. And they don't have to see the fact they came here to this. This automatically makes them so. It's a go. So, they go take out a video. A person, they have all these bizarre stories. They want to go. They want to invalidate the wedding. They said, "Do you have a video of your wedding?" They pull out a video from 25 years ago of the wedding and movies, and they see the witnesses. They see the witness was a car of apostle. Oh, you're in good luck. You never really got married for 25 years. You're living in sin. You never really married because the witness is not a good witness. Very, very difficult to undo a wedding because of that. Because everyone in the audience served automatically as a backup witness. But if you have
the Rav says to the exclusion of all other people.
So that's more problematic.
Right.
That's why it's not a good idea to say that. That's a new thing. Rav Herschel is a new. Right. Whoever told you to say that? What are you looking to make trouble for? To the exclusion of all others. Let everyone also be a witness.
Risk they do it.
So they want it because they would die. They don't want other people who are in the audience who are krayv mupsulim should go and own it. That's pasha. Then so they argue that then anyway. Of course they're not allowed. Of course we're not asking them. Everyone in the audience who's kosher to the witness automatically is kosher. If you're not kosher, you're not part of this. The more you say, the more trouble you get yourself into.
But I know some that when they go to a wedding that's
nishtahin nishtaher.
Yes, they go. They don't attend the chuppah.
They shouldn't be part of a witness. Psst. Okay, but here you have something like this where the rabbi in the chuppah says, by the power vested in me, I'm creating a chalois kedushin. Wow. That's something which is very problematic because there's no such thing. The chos and kala don't need you. They don't need the rabbi. They don't need the rabbi to give their kedusha. They don't need the sanctity of the makom to give kedusha. That's also part of the theme.
Well, you don't have to be a rabbi to be beside the
kedusha.
Yodea betiv gin the kedusha. Okay, let's finish up this paragraph. Okay, let's finish up. The kam of a teichen. Okay, let's finish up. We discussed getting married in the shul. Now, I don't want to say anything. The minhag ha'olam is to get married. We're not machbin on a lot of these things, so don't get worked up. If you got married in the shul, or if you go to chasnas, because the minhag Olam is. We're very makel, and it's Maisim Chol Yom. People get married in shuls.
Jewish center has a hole in the roof.
Hole in the roof for this purpose. The Minhag HaOlam is to be makel in this matter. They people get married in a shul. So don't get worked up. The Teichen Devar of La Soischa Bebis Haknesses Yesh Bezeh Chugas Hagoyim Kamalavan Yesh Bezeh the Alkein Yiskinu Hakohol Beloy Rishus Sarav La Soischa Chupa Bebis let's say the Kehil makes a condition that people should get married based on Knesses. The im lo yirtzel l'sader condition yisader acher shuhu me mikale hadas mikomokum lo yisader v'shev yaltasa odif. A person should not participate in such a wedding. The condition should not participate in a wedding that's being done in the based on Knesses. Avol kishein oisim be based on Knesses. V'roitzim lasos be based on bayis. Av shuroi sharav u'ir yipakeach al kol zev v'lo yochus al kvoid atzmo v'yisak. Every situation is different. Every situation, I don't know the exact details of what we're saying, but basically every situation is different, and every person has to be a pikeach to know to do the right thing in the right time, in the right place. Bedavar Asher Dorash Aviakala Bechazaka L'Sadik Dushin Mebayis Kosav Sham Nami Dehamayin B'Chol Divrei HaHachrayim Yireh She'Iker Ha'Isur Roivet Stav Kalamodas Achuba Beis Haknesses She'Yesh B'Zechukas Ha'Akum. The Iker prohibition is in the Beis Haknesses. The Beis Haknesses is Chukas Ha'Amim. Avol Bebayis, getting married in a house. Not outside. We're referring over here. The three different locations are the Beis HaKnesses, outdoors, or getting married indoors.
Where? People used to get married in the rabbi's study.
In the rabbi's study. Okay, that's indoors. Okay, indoors. Avul Babayis, Shirak L'Simona Tova, Da'ave L'Daber Alev Avi Akala, Shiasu. So it's this, when it comes to getting married indoors, a person should try to persuade the father of the Kala. It seems that people wanted to get married in their home. Wasn't that a very common thing? I remember from my television days. All the weddings were in the home, or in the
mansion.
They got married. They got married. The Brady Bunch, didn't they get married in the house? Right? Didn't they get married? Don't you know they're coming down the steps?
Right? The best ride.
There was something to getting married, to getting married in the home where you grew up. Right? Wasn't that the way they used to do it? Okay. Sheyesh bezeh chukas Ha'akom, achub dachat at shemayim, aval im lo yirtzev yamud al daitav yesh l'rav l'sadeh kedushin v'lo yisav al yidei zeh she'achar yisadeh kedushin ki mizeh yistaif shuhu yishor mebuchutz v'soifo lehisrachev ad shlo yimtzu mitzorech b'harav klal ayin sham. So he says here as follows, he summarizes that the rabbi here, he should cut his losses. He has a balabas. The balabas wants to get married indoors, and the rabbi wants him to get married tachas kipas ha'shemayim, and the balabas says, over my dead body. We're not getting married outdoors. We're getting married in this hall, in this mansion, in my home. We're getting married indoors. So the choice, the rabbi, if he wants, because if that's the case, I'm not going to be the Mesader Kedushin. But if the rabbi chooses not to stand on principle, not be Mesader Kedushin, who knows, he may lose his job. He'll lose his parnasa. They'll get rid of him.
Or
who knows? Who knows? They'll get to another rabbi. The other rabbi won't even know what he's doing. The alternative to him will be a Messiah, the Kedushin, that doesn't know the Aleph base in Tiv, giving the Kedushin. So therefore, he says the rabbi should cut his losses and should be the Messiah, the Kedushin, even though it's not ideal. Sometimes you have to make compromise. The Ayin B'Shut Chasan Sefer Shemash Menami Sham Nami the Hadavar Toli Lufi HaMokoyim. It all depends on the situation. It's not kedai to lose your job over not getting married, over getting married in a Beis HaKnesses, or getting married indoors and not getting married ideally tachas kipas
hashamayim.
He's talking about only outdoor, indoors. He's talking about indoors. He's not, because Chassam Sofer probably out indoors, he's chukas hagoyim. There, mamash ish lahava, getting married in a Beis HaKnesses is chukas hagoyim.
He's going to continue.
This is a very important halacha. Herschel Schacht, he actually spoke about this in detail, is only for a couple that plans on having children. But a couple that does not plan on having children, let's say a zivuk sheni,
alman
almana, they're not planning on having children, then there is no inyan whatsoever of getting married outdoors tachas kipas hashamayim. So that's the old kashrut should be considered. The hamnek zelas achum tachas atatach bochba busula avoloi ba'alman v'alman v'chein kras b'darki tshuva b'shem shud masi avram. Okay, next b'mila halavana, he says first get married while the moon is on its way up. From day 1 through day 15, but not after day 15, literally. Ayin b'shar b'steh chamet, d'yesh b'minik hazeh hilukei min hogim. Don't get carried away with this minik. V'ein hadavar li kuva. This is not na'akev. And some hold that this whole halach is not even true. This was some type of non-Jewish custom, voodoo and goyisha custom, which crept into our custom of mila levana. V'ein hadavar li kuva. V'chein b'arach ha'shulchan kosav sh'yoyse tom sh'lo l'hakbid klal. Don't pay attention to this. Come out whenever you want. U'v'ashar yisach Pshara. You can get married until the last third, two-thirds of the month. Two-thirds of the month means until day 22. So another leniency. It only applies to a first marriage. It's also the schumer we don't pay any attention to. Okay, we'll stop over here, take a short break, and then we'll talk about Eretz Yisrael.